invited there. No one else is invited there, but here we have Israel bombing in there and stuff like that. I mean, there's no such thing as international law anymore.
Right, right. Yeah, and she was also saying, like, Hayden Panettiere. I mean, I don't really follow actors and actresses. I couldn't pull that one out if I wanted to. But she just mentioned that. Can I hold?
Yeah, sure. We'll put you on hold, okay? Yeah, we'll be right back here. 1-800-313-9443. Call in if you want to talk.
Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Talk radio. The truth is on talk radio.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Well, welcome back. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. We're currently talking with Rhonda over there in Missouri. Hey, Rhonda, you know, just to highlight, you know, like that clip I used from the old war reels and stuff.
Yeah.
This is the same premise. Russia was attacked, remember, a couple of years back because of the so-called Pussy Riot. Putin saying that if you want to move to Russia, you become Russian. Leave your baggage behind and stuff, you know. Russia accepts immigrants too, you know. And this is the premise like that is where the debate comes about the perversion of everything. And if you're not on board, you're instantly labeled as some kind of an idiot. If you have any morals and stuff, they want to erase that. And seriously, I look at like Sodom and Gomorrah, if you're biblically inclined, to where the scriptures say something to the effect about, and God gave them over to their own loose conduct. And that's where I see that this world's going there. It's just, everyone's losing their morals, everyone like it. Sanity, name it, you know.
Right. And I was going to say like Hayden Panettiere, which only comes up, oh gosh, I saw something about her and swimming with the whales or something a long time ago. But her name doesn't come up very often, but my sister was saying, oh, yeah, a lot of them, like Hayden Panettiere, a lot of them deal in, like, human trafficking and stuff.
Sure.
Yeah. But going back to that, go ahead.
No, go ahead. No, I was just going to say that's the issue here with this so-called border stuff. People are supposed to be worried about little kids in cages, and it's been known that if this is human trafficking like that. They're just using these kids to get in the country here. But they never say anything about the wars and stuff that have made these people flee their country. And I had that one guy on Twitter ask me, well, why the hell do you think they come here? And I said, it's the only place not being bombed.
Right. Right. So. Going back to that video, though, real quick. Again, I was watching it. I was like, well, okay, these people in the audience that are watching his speech, because he said it flat out, you know, that straight up he said that, you know, he kind of referred to himself as the king and the ruler, and that all of us little peons down here, we can't take care of ourselves, and we need somebody to take care of us. It's because he's got a collective mindset where a lot of people, but I don't, you know, I mean, I know what he's talking about because, you know, that lady that was like, I'm going to get me some of that Obama money. Remember her? I'm going to get me some of that Obama
money. Oh, yeah,
money. That's why I voted for him.
Yeah.
But I can kind of see those people, which, you know, again, you know, those are the people that do live on the government teat, if you will.
Yeah, it's communist socialism.
They're lazy. They're lazy, yeah. But they're not doing themselves any favors because they'll get what they're asking for, and it won't be nice. But,
well,
you know,
Rhonda, the premise behind that is once you have someone eating out of your hand, they're not going to ever rise up against you because there goes their food supply or their money supply.
Right, but in the same way, I think we talked about it last time, but where, you know, that's how you get self-satisfaction is from your work. Now, in my opinion, what they should do with these people, the people that get handouts, in my opinion, if you're getting a handout from the government, there's nothing at all keeping you from going to volunteer to help other people, you know?
Right.
Like, they should volunteer for something because that might instill back into them, if they ever had one, a work ethic. And then they'll go, hey, I like doing this. I'm going to work. I like working,
free. Yeah, but you see they're working exactly opposite. That's why everyone, even what's-his-name, that Elon Musk, the other day was talking about this. No, not Elon Musk. The other guy that, I can't remember his name. But anyway, was talking again, praising this universal basic income to where basically people sit on their butt and get paid $1,500 or $2,500 a month to just sit there and not do anything.
And you know what they do for that? They track your purchase and see how well you spend it.
Sure.
It almost sounds like you're on a game show.
Come on down.
Here you go. Here's some money. I'm going to go see how you spend it. And then if you don't spend it the right way, you're cut off and then you're screwed. But if Obama, if I would have been in that crowd, I really thought this crowd knew what he was talking about, but I was made aware that they did not. And I would have absolutely, they would have been holding me back. I would have probably been arrested. I'd have been like, I don't think so, and I would have called them all sorts of names. And, you know,
that's listening to that one speech that Hillary Clinton gave and Ray McGovern. Stood up and just turned his back to her in protest like that, and they beat the hell out of him for that.
Mm.
Then, of course, just recently he was pushed down again and had his shoulder all muffed up and stuff. See, even these silent protests, you know.
Wow. Isn't that something? I mean, I think he'd be doing well. You know, he should get some of that turpentine and rub it on his ailment. I heard it really works well on your skin. But anyway, I was made aware that the crowd they weren't part of the in crowd. I don't know what they were doing there, but apparently they weren't. And they just clapped. I'm like, did you just hear what he said?
Yeah. Have you seen the articles where it talks about Obama has 40,000 soldiers ready?
Yeah. He's an idiot. You know, he's an idiot.
Yeah.
I never did like him. I was going to say, but when he got elected and I couldn't do anything about it because I wasn't voting for him, I just kind of, you know, these people that Antifa or something that are against Trump, what I did, I put my head down for 8 years and just found my humor and people like wanting Obama's, you know, getting some of that Obama money.
Yeah.
I just found the humor in it all. Although, you know, I mean, I never protested. I just, you know, kind of did my own thing, kind of ignored that he was the president at all, didn't watch TV or anything. listened to alternative radio, but didn't really, you know. I mean, what are you going to do, you know?
Well, it's like this is what I think is so funny, especially here in America. You know, this country is dependent on oil to keep its dollar system going like that. And then, of course, like Seattle just passed another law, just like California did here, where it's a $250-some-odd fine there for something to do with plastic grass utensils and stuff, you know. But,
oh,
I mean, they always go after the end user of the same product that corporations put out. And I thought at the same time, well, are they going to run through every Walmart and every other convenience store and remove those items so that people don't know? See, that's just it, see.
Just well, like see, if now you share the thing, isn't it, Keith?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just saying the same thing. I had shared a link for a movie, Mint Movies or something like that, on Twitter, and Twitter jumped down on me for a copyright infringement. And I said to Twitter in reply, I says, well, instead of that, why don't you, instead of knocking me, go after this so-called website that's doing this illegally and have them shut down. It's the same thing of these ISIS and so-called recruiting websites. Do you see the government in their so-called war of terror going after taking these sites? No, they leave them out there as recruitment tools.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's when you said about the products and stuff. That's always been another hot button for me because, you know what, you guys, I'm sorry, but I never got the phone call asking me on a survey if tomatoes were packaged in plastic or cardboard, what my preference would be. So, you know, it's they're projecting their packaging results on me.
And in England,
In England,
they want to charge you 25 cents for your plastic bags.
Well, then give me paper, stupid.
Well, I mean,
that's just stupid.
Don't offer
plastic bags.
Yeah, but then you're contributing to this so-called deforestation because, you know, it takes trees to make that paper, you know.
Well, then I would just take in my Whole Foods bag that's recyclable. I mean, I just carry around the everywhere. But
I like the new images from Twitter where it shows that no Israeli products are in this bag.
yeah, there you go. Yeah, well, did you hear about Patrick Slattery's co-certified?
No.
I didn't hear that one. He's got an ad, co-certified, you know, make sure, you know, if you want to make sure that your food is kosher and you know he's talking out of his side of his mouth,
yeah.
Then go, here's a co-certified app because, you know, he's basically saying if you don't want kosher, here's the people who do sell kosher and don't buy it. That's what he's saying, but he makes it sound like if you want to remain kosher, here's what you do. Go to the co-certified app and buy it.
Yeah, I just watched a video on YouTube about 4 days ago about how kosher meat is made, and it shows the massive slaughterhouses and stuff and how cruel they are to these animals because, you know, they cut their throat while they're alive and stuff. They don't do anything to stun them or anything, you know.
Well, I don't know. So, I heard typically what they do, don't they hit them in the head with some sort of a hammer?
No, they walk right up to them and they hold the cow's head like that and they just slice its throat and let it bleed out, shake it, and do everything else like that.
Oh, shoot, I shouldn't have asked that question. I don't like to think about that. I mean,
I'm from Montana. I've watched butchers, you know, where they come out to the farms and stuff like that to do a cow or a bull or something like that, and then the sheep, whatever, like that, lambs. But, you know, you get used to that, but it's not on a massive scale. And that video I was talking about earlier with John Stossel there about the guy that had a farm there, he can go out and legally shoot a deer, bring it home, and share it with all of his neighbors and his family and stuff like that. But if he does that with one of the turkeys he raises, he can't even give it to his friends or neighbors like that because it's not been FDA approved.
Oh, really? That's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I was listening to Dr. Daniels today, and she went from being a vegetarian, strict vegetarian, and she was like all in sorts of pain. She got kind of just, you know, I don't want to call it disabled, but incapacitated. She couldn't do a lot of stuff. She had low energy, and she said, okay, I got to change my diet, and she figured it out. She went straight from vegetarian to buying chicken feet, sucking out the collagen, and pig's feet. I'm like, wow, and eating pig's brain, and you know, she looks great. Yeah. And she's,
I've never understood that, because when you, like, when what's his name, Anthony Bourdain, I loved it because of cooking. You know, I loved his videos. But when he goes down into Vietnam or someplace like that, and you look at the different culinary cuisines that people eat, whether they're tarantulas and stuff, you know, those people have survived on that food for God knows how many eons like that. But Americans would never even think of that, like eating a bowl of worms or something, you know.
Oh, I know, right? But, yeah, I mean, everybody just does. But, you know, she's bringing back a lot of old-timey remedies and, you know.
Well, here's one for you, Rhonda. There's a, you can go to Google Images there and find the inverted rectum, USDA approved inverted rectums. I guess that's kohlrabi or something like that. But
for
they're pig.
They're
pig anuses. Ooh. Like that, but they're called inverted. And I was thinking, I suppose that's how they clean them. You know, they wash the crap out of them. You know, but I thought, is this what they're selling for kohlrabi nowadays?
Oh no! Here's something interesting. So she's eating pig brain, right? But she does turpentine. But I'm gonna guess it wasn't quite clear to me. I was listening to her show today, but she was eating pig brain, and then boom, she said all of a sudden she's like, I got to take some turpentine. I don't know if pig brain has parasites in it or what, but
I don't know. Mike Rivera was talking about that because some caller had called in about that turpentine stuff, and he looked into it. And he says,
yeah,
you know,
Kathleen,
there might be some, there might be some truth to that or anything like that. So,
yeah.
Anyway,
but,
I'm getting close to a break here, so
yep.
I'll go ahead and let you go there.
Okay,
but hey,
well,
thanks for calling, though.
Yep.
I want to get on with some stories here, okay?
Okay, then. All right, bye.
All right, my best to you, okay? Anyway, on top of that, what we're just talking about here, John Cleese over there is getting riddled there for what his latest comments were about Brexit over there and actually leaving the UK to go to some paradise Caribbean island. And this is because this whole Brexit deal, if you went down and looked at all the resignations that Theresa May's cabinet has had, is because those people can no longer go along with what Brexit means, because it means that the people, even though in UK and they leave the European Union, they're still entitled to pay billions of dollars. And this is to an unelected body. The European Union is not elected officials. So, I mean, this is part of that New World Order stuff, to where people are constantly being pushed to have all this crap thrown at them. And as I mentioned with John Stossel, these are the ones that define where you can fish, what you can eat. Now they've even made it, yesterday I saw a thing there where they're going to outlaw swimming with dolphins. I mean, things are getting so stupid, you know. And again, I ask the question, is this the way that people want to see their countries, plural, going? I also saw in there, it said there was, I think it was from Jimmy Kimmel's show, but it was a video. I don't watch Kimmel there, but the video was kind of cute. Where it, Chris, I'll pick you up right after the break here, okay? But anyway, where it showed them with a globe type thing, a map, and it says, can you name a certain country on the map? And no one could identify the country. And of course, the first block was, no, that's a continent. And, you know, but the comments from that was, shouldn't I have learned this in school? And this is the same people, and this was filmed in America, where this country has been bombing in these countries for years, and no one even knows where they're at. And I didn't have that much schooling there, but you learn geopolitics and stuff like that by watching a globe, and you can see, well, where's Iran at? You know, and then you start figuring out all this stuff about where the GDP is, like Iran. This constant hype about Iran. Well, they sit on $45 trillion worth of oil-based products. They don't care if the Iranians or anyone else is wearing a burqa or a hijab or stuff like that. They only care about the product underneath them. That's why it's so easy to bomb the people above it like that, you know, because it doesn't matter. They want to drill down and get that oil and stuff. And Americans, like I say, they don't care because, hey, people got to drive, right? They need the oil for the cars. They need petroleum jelly for their sex habits or whatever like that, you know. It's amazing like that. But what was it? Oh, I'm trying to see what Granny said. But anyway, where was I at on this thing here? I want to highlight this, like I mentioned there with Rand Paul talking to Wolf Blitzer there. People just don't care. They don't care about the destruction of life. property or anything else like that, because remember, the IMF loans issued to those so-called survivors will indebt those countries for years with massive interest to pay these loans off to rebuild those countries. That's what is called nation building. Anyway, again, we'll be right back here. And again, Chris in Las Vegas, we'll be right back. Okay, we'll pick you up after that. 1-800-313-9443.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. Sorry for the delay there. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in beautiful western Montana, where it's so bad that even the dinosaurs died here. Chris in Las Vegas, or near Las Vegas. How are you doing there?
Well, thank you very much. That is correct. Near Las Vegas. Near means close to, but not at specifically.
There's some good 4x4 areas out there.
Indeed. They have some off-road truck races here that are pretty hard to negotiate for the drivers, because the heat is so extreme when they have them. It can definitely test the abilities of the driver and the equipment.
Well, we used to go from Red Rock Canyon up over there into Pahrump, Nevada with our big 4x4s back in the 70s. Now they've outlawed all that crap, you know.
Oh, yeah, they're building houses all out in there now.
Yeah. What's on your mind?
Well, a couple of different things. One, you're talking about the Putin and Trump meeting coming up. And
now, say it right, Chris. It's evil Putin. It's evil Putin. You've got to remember that. Russia.
Yeah,
Russia.
That's That's what the global New Order Worlder and Clinton gang and the warmongers of the left and right ring of the Dirty Bird always want to call them and demonize their... you know, I'm very familiar with this because I recently discovered, Keith, to the surprise of some, that some of my enemies or adversaries, political terrorists opposed to freedom and liberty, have placed me on the terrorist watch list.
Right. And oh, yeah, I wouldn't doubt that.
Oh, I've absolutely seen it. I was in the back of a police car on June the 8th when I was unlawfully arrested again, a third or fourth time, I guess now. And I viewed it on the screen. It said in great big, about inch and a quarter high, and about that and a quarter inch thick letters, H-O-T, hot, number 10, T-W, 8. The T-W stands for terrorist watch.
Yeah.
Hot means like alert. The 10 appears to, from best I can extrapolate from the writings and stuff of the so-called arresting officer, it means that you're prone to want to kill police or judges or other officials.
Oh, I know. I know. I hear these up on the scanner here all the time, whether these Conweb alerts, Swift alerts and stuff. It is. It's made to demonize it to the point where even on a traffic – I mean, Chris, you remember this. You can used to get stopped by a cop like that. Hey, you know, you're doing a few miles over the speed limit. It might slow down. Okay, fine. You know, the cop lets you go like that. Nowadays, the cop walks up to you with a hand on his gun because you're instantly thought a criminal.
Well, you're exactly right. I got even better equipment than that. I had two helicopters, a gas grenade launcher, a sniper with a scope in prone position, several handguns, remote special operations outpost. Multiple handguns, like I say, medical equipment. It was quite exciting, I'll tell you, for a couple of hours.
Well, that's what,
there.
David down there at News Now Houston there, they're fighting that police force or department down there in Texas there. But this is the same thing, though. The cops are out there in mad force. They don't want anything of what they're doing exposed. I watched one this morning here where they have this gang-type thing down there in Southern California where the cops are actually the gang. And they sit there and they pull up on the sidewalks. They block the thing like that. And then the cop says, hey, get away from my patrol car. You know, well, get it off the sidewalk. It's public sidewalk, you know.
Well, that's a very good point. As a matter of fact, they've got something they called gang stalking mind control cults. I think it's Dr. Eric Carlstrom that runs that site and some others. And in fact, I've been victimized by that. Apparently, there's a book called The Terror Factory that talks about how the FBI invented many terrorists. And I think I might be one of them. To engorge themselves on egregious unjust enrichments and get eternal pay off of investigating terrorists that they invent when it's really an innocent man like myself.
And if there's a problem, and if there's a problem, the way it works, Chris, is they'll form another government agency to inspect the other one and then find no wrongdoing, but spend countless millions of dollars doing it.
Oh, absolutely. And fleece we the people. That's a felony criminal conversion of the people's interest and money to their own special private interest. That's kind of like when the cities and counties vote themselves these pay raises and these perpetual contracts so they can get these extreme retirement packages that are better than most people make per year under their retirement programs. And basically, they're stealing from the public.
Yeah. Do you want to hang on there, Chris?
Absolutely. I got a little bit more.
All right. I got to run downstairs and check my dog's food is cooking. So I'll be right back, too. Okay. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Welcome back, everyone. I got the dog food that was cooking down there. Actually, I feed my dogs chicken there. I can usually get chicken thighs for about 6 of them for $2 and some odd cents that are deboned already. So that's a good deal there. I prefer that chicken food over this dry dog food. If you remember all these dogs that come down poisoned with that euthanasia drug and stuff, where that shelter was selling that dog and cat meat to this meat processing place. We were talking about that in the chat room. Anyway, Chris, go ahead and finish up your story there, young man.
Textual terrorism on. It must be an objective act of some violence to constitute a terrorist act. And so it appears that during the Obama's corrupt administration, since he was never vetted and likely a CIA-created globalist agent from Soros and other global internationalist concerns with a manufactured pedigree of college so-called credentials, which were all fabricated, which the CIA is pretty adept at, we can only conclude that his corrupt administration has put no telling how many people that are patriots here in America that love this country, former law enforcement professionals or otherwise, truly innocent people in this database as terrorists to fuel the FBI and other agencies' investigations and to give them unjust enrichment by investigating us. I found out I've been being stalked and tracked by these gang stalkers since August 12th of 2012. And what really reveals itself as insidious is because the counties and municipalities, these cities and municipalities are subcorps of the county is subcorp of the state is a subcorp of Corp U.S., they now are basically intermingling all federal troops and agencies within the states, and they're putting state versions of the so-called FISA, Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, courts,
sure,
in the states.
Well, and, remember this. Anyone that thinks they're free in this country is bat crap crazy, you know.
Yes, you're exactly right. Well, this is the exact same situation that Trump is, and some of his associates like Roger Stone and Manafort are finding themselves in, even Michael Flynn and others that were excoriated and run out of the office because they really were providing intel on who was really responsible for this stuff, the Clinton gang, McCain and Feinstein and Lindsey Graham and Chuckie Schumer and, you know, the usual suspects.
My latest tweet about... I was just going to say my latest tweet about Lindsey Graham was he got that way from practicing on bananas there to lose his gagging reflex.
Deep throat, Mr. Deep Throat. I got you. Well, it appears to me that now, since NCIC was the claimed source for the supposed hot hit on me, that would mean that it is basically valueless. Hearsay, unsubstantiated, because it's so incredibly tainted and poisoned with false information of indicting innocent Americans under the guise of being, and this goes back to when they hired all these criminals to work for the TSA, and I've done quite a bit of research on that, and you're probably pretty savvy about this too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A lot of listeners are. But the TSA really goes back to the ancient Oberstuberling, back from the late 1800s, early 1900s, preceding Hitler in Germany. And that was the brown shirts, and it became the SS, the yes. secret police, Stasi.
Yeah.
And these were the ones with the Night of the Long Dives.
Stasi was actually after World War II, post-World War II, and that's where the citizens turned informant came from. This was to bleed out the rest of whatever culture and stuff of the German people. And that's the same premise that you see today under Homeland Security, see something, say something, where everyone is a citizen turned informant, you know?
Well, this Homeland Security is actually the Stasi here in America. That's why I'm saying the TSA, our stormtroopers, are really the Gestapo or the SS. And this is really insidious here in America because what we're seeing is, you know, socialism is communism in a velvet glove, basically, although the velvet's wearing a little thin here in America, and we're starting to see it very clearly with the escalation of violence.
They're actually saying that it's democratic socialism.
Yeah, democratic socialist, more
but
likely.
They're just omitting the word communist before it.
Yes, that isn't that considerate of them. Going back to the very opening of your conversation, you asked the question of why were these people so arrogant in the failing to answer their questions and stuff, excuse me, and why they were smug-looking and so on and so forth. Well, I remember seeing that on Lois Lerner and Cosentin with the IRS when they were there and they were finding that they were being discriminatory against so-called American conservative groups that were trying to get 501c3 or other 501. And so what they're doing appears to me is that many of these attorneys like Strzok and Comey and Mueller and Page and some of these others are obviously on this senior executive service, SES, on this elite group of the deep dark state that runs the POTUS, and they appear to think that they have complete immunity from prosecution for whatever they do.
Yeah, did you catch where that Stoic, where they asked him about his so-called security clearances? And then at the latter part, he said he still had his clearance, but they said they removed it a year ago.
Well, you can't have it both ways, can you? And
well,
out both your map.
This just goes to show you that, you know, what's that old song? I'm in with the in crowd. You know, this is, and remember, they always said that the destruction of America would not come from without, external. It would come from within. So
absolutely. Well, and what we've done, we've allowed the country to become infiltrated with all these dual agent Israelis who have exempted themselves from the Foreign Sovereign Immunity Act, which is what all Foreign Agents Registration Act. I misspoke. Foreign Agents Registration Act. All attorneys are supposed to be registered under the Foreign Agent Registration Act because they all belong to the bar coming from the British bar and overseas and probably the Israeli bar, too, if you want to go that far. But the bar itself was brought here by American Communist Party USA back in the late 1800s, early 1900s in Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah.
And so it's really an embedded undercover secret cabal or agency, a Masonic group, if you will, of Mossadimites. My contention that the MI6 really stands for the Mossad Israeli 6 over in Britain.
Yeah, well, and here's another one for you. Remember Naomi Klein talked about the Chicago Boys, and this was through the Jewish Milton Friedman, that during the 80s and stuff, when Margaret Thatcher was facing the massive protest over there and the coal mine shut down, well, they just started a diversionary war to go out there and liberate a bunch of sheep over on an island like that to rally around the flag. And that's the same thing you see right now. Trump and his so-called great military, great police, you know, everyone's a hero. This is just stroking. It's just like Obama. Give him a peace prize and instantly he's out bombing someone. It's like they're masturbating each other with this stuff to keep their egos up.
Deflect, obfuscate, stonewall, don't reveal the truth, look over there, don't look over here what we're doing, what we say we're doing instead of what we're really doing. You're precisely right on with your observations about that. It's great, massive stage play and obfuscation like a magician on the stage.
Sure.
It's my contention that Saul Alinsky, being the professional criminal that Hillary Clinton, or Clinton if you like that better, and her wonderful hubby back then, sex abuser and rapist Bill Clinton, had a long history. They both did their master's thesis on Saul Alinsky, his rules for radical revolutionary terrorists, which is basically how to be a gang star or a criminal, professional criminal mobster, if you will, or mafia.
Yeah, well, here's another one. Remember when Clinton sold all that missile technology to China? They called it Chinagate. And I have a video. I have a video on my YouTube. It's kind of addressed to Trey Gowdy. We make law, you know. But anyway, when people become a distraction for the so-called cabal, they instantly do something to discredit the actual person instead of the crime. That's why it came out with the Hummer in the White House. See, sex sells in America. So if your congressman, if your congressman's out there diddling some kid or some secretary or whatever like that, you know, or some news media like that, sex sells. People go to that. Forget the crimes. Like I mentioned on Bill O'Reilly's tweet today, last night he made some stupid tweet again. And he's the same one that said, support our troops. These are wars based on lies. But again, it has nothing to do about supporting the troops. What he meant to say, like Noam Chomsky says, is it means support our policy. And if you're against if you're against that, you'll be like people like, what's his name?
You're either with us or against us.
the news, the talk show hosts and stuff that have been removed The same thing with
Arthur McCallum or whatever her name was.
No, Phil Donahue.
Oh, Phil, Uncle Phil. That's
and Chris,
ago.
Yeah, Chris Hedges and stuff like that. When they come out to the anti-war, because these people have spent time over overseas in these countries and stuff, and they realized, just like George, what's his name over there in England, that these countries were not anything like that. And so when you listen to, what's his name, George, God, what's his name? Anyway, they sat before Congress and says, you know, your lies about Iraq's WMDs, the oil for food, it's all been lies. But see, the platitudes that they have, you know, this is how they get these U.S. soldiers that show their vest and stuff lined up with medals and stuff, because they're out there doing policy. Has nothing to do with what the law is, international law, and if international law doesn't fit, you just break it, you know.
Let me be a good straight man for you, Keith. You mentioned that video was on your website. What is your website, please?
Which video?
You were mentioning the video. We were talking about the missile tech of Bill Clinton and so on and so forth.
It's on YouTube. It's on YouTube. Just Google K7KTR on Google there, or YouTube.
K7KTR, very good.
Yeah, and there's a bunch of stuff on the repeater, and I'm losing my repeater site this within the next year here. But anyway, there's a video on there. It's called Trey Gowdy, We Make Law. And if you watch that, it gives you the history of the Clinton era of how they buried that missile technology, and that's why China caught up so much on it. And it's no different than what Hillary Clinton was doing with the Uranium-1 and all this other stuff. And these are the crimes. These are being the crimes that are being buried like that. And it's actually espionage and treason like that. And I have no problem with Russia acquiring uranium, because uranium is using Russia makes nuclear reactors for Iran, other countries, and stuff like that. But the U.S. wants people tied down to this oil-based system, because that's where they make their money, the petrodollar.
Oh, sure. Well, it's not just treason. It's high treason, as a matter
that's
of
right.
fact. And we know what
yep.
the penalty for that is, evisceration. And I think that would be a little bit of a soft pedal for what Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton have done to this country. It's
right.
obvious, and they have been completely trying to destroy this country with every fiber of their body, the Clinton Foundation and all their global criminal cabal network and all their pedophilic interests of the Epsteins and the James Elefantes and the Podesta
yep.
brothers and all
that's
these
right.
others. You know,
but it's not just here, and I'm going to have to let you go here, because I got another story here on stories that'll tie this whole thing in here about what's really going on. But it's not just here. It's worldwide. This is part of that New World Order thing, okay?
Yeah, the old world order, global Satanism. Thank you so much, Keith. Keep
All right,
great
yeah, thanks
work,
for
sir.
Calling in, okay?
You bet. Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, my best to you. All right. Here's my hypothesis on immigration, for those that haven't caught it. We see the Africans and stuff being driven out of their homelands, of which I've commented before about the Human Rights Watch said that in 2016 alone, over 60 million people have come out of Africa into Europe and stuff. And, of course, then you have all these alleged staged shootings, whether it's the synagogue, the Jewish deli, kosher deli and stuff like that, the rabbis that say Europe is too deadly for the Jews to move to Israel. Then we actually have now released, even in the Haaretz News, about the Israelis were openly funding the neo-Nazis over there in Ukraine. The Israelis behind the Miramar genocide over there, Buddhist. I mean, what does it take to piss off a Buddhist to get people to move, you know? But now we have another story here. And, of course, in Ukraine right now, they're saying because of the rise of anti-Semitism, because of the Nazis over there, that the Jews, the Russian Jews of descent like that, must move to Israel. So now, in yesterday's news that came out here from the militarygov.ua in their EU news, it says a group of injured during the warfare over there in East Ukraine servicemen was sent to Germany for treatment. So the German people are now paying for the Nazi care. And this is important when you start looking at this. And this is, of course, back to the armed forces of Ukraine there, that they're setting out another military group of personnel to get specialized medical care in the Federal Republic of Germany. And this Lieutenant General, I can't even name his name there. But anyway, he expressed, you know, his respect to those men who were setting out for treatment and their courage, devotion, and patriotism in the performance of their duties in that area of forces. Now, this is a German spokesman saying this about the Nazis over there in the Ukraine. if people can't see the writing on the wall, it's just it's amazing that people can be so dumb like that, you know. And on top of that, we have the former CIA official, he's a whistleblower, this Kevin Sheep there, that says that what Hillary Clinton did with her charity in Uranium One while she was Secretary of State was a crime for the history books. And, of course, this is where she laundered all those hundreds of millions of dollars to foreign banks, the scalping of those in Haiti of their assets and stuff to set up these gold mines and stuff for her profiteering people, just like Joe Biden and his son over there in Ukraine. I mean, it just gets worse and worse. And I mentioned earlier the fact, my break's coming up here, but over there in that North Dakota access there, that pipeline protest there, where it talks about the legal owner of the gun, which this Red Fawn is alleged to have fired, was a paid FBI informant. And this is that lawfare. And if you actually research what lawfare is, you'll see how people are having the courts turn on them to keep this so-called scam going, whether it's FBI that at the Bundy or the Hammond Ranch, you know. This is a total corporate fascist takeover of not only this country, but it's all down there through Australia and everything else, where they're zapping the Aborigines and stuff, as well as a nuclear test that they did back in the 50s there. The New Zealand papers have all the stories on about how the U.S., France, and those guys set off these nukes and stuff into these areas where these Aborigines did not want to leave. So when you hear people about, well, the United States was the only country to ever nuke civilians in Japan. Well, it wasn't just Japan only. It was also the Marshall Islands over there. It was down in Australia. I mean, the list goes on, and people just don't care, you know, until it happens to them. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
Talk radio, when double talk is all you get, and you wanna.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on. And learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
You won't know. Turn to talk radio. Anytime at all, anywhere you go. It's on talk radio.
Welcome back, everyone. You're on the latter part of the show here, so I'd like to thank everyone for it called in, and also the listeners and those in the chat room there. Kenneth wanted to remind you there the fact that a gun is like a parachute. If you need one and don't have one, you'll probably never need one again. But anyway, on top of that, another story here that I come across here, which I thought was interesting, was these multiple cops were indicted for a policy. Now, this is policy of framing innocent black people to make their department look good. And this goes on in the story. You're talking about a former police chief and several officers have been indicted for falsely charging a black teenager with four burglaries. And, of course, this is policy, so this is probably going on. Who knows how many other people were strung out on this thing here. And, of course, this is like the cops show, you know, on Fox News where they demonize Latinos and blacks and stuff. And, yeah, there is some crime, and everyone knows that. But just as much as whites commit crimes or Native Americans here on the reservation, you know. But this becomes a policy of framing, and just like down there in Texas with David there at News Now Houston, where at that Border Patrol a checkpoint there where they threw narcotics into his vehicle, and of course the DHS actually went after the Border Patrol. They knew that they tried to frame David. And this, again, is portion of this lawfare, is to take people out that buck the system, as it's called, like that, you know. One thing I did think was good here as far as good news, a judge's response to transgender teens' request for a name change. It shocks parents because the judge was not going to go along with this this name change of changing someone's name because suddenly they thought, I'm a girl. I'm a boy. But anyway, and of course, on related issues of that, if you actually look at the suicide rate of transgenderism like that, it says researchers found that transgendered adults were 14 times more likely to think about suicide and 20 times more likely to actually attempt the suicide rather than those in the general population. To me, I'm always happy with the so-called equipment I was born with like that. I've had a lot of fun with it. Anyway, this might be a special note for Granny down there in Missouri, but an elderly woman on an oxygen machine died 6 hours after electricity was switched off to her house due to unpaid bills. This is how these, you know, when I read that story then, I realized, you know, she was infirm. She couldn't pay her bills and stuff like that. The family chipped in and they got part of her stuff like that. But they said even after the woman's parent had died, that the power is going to be shut back off again. But here on the res up here, I didn't know that they have pay-as-you-go electrical meters. I had never heard of that, but I have the power company's frequency here in one of my radios here. And I could not believe that someone calls up and they says, hey, they need to renew their power meter. And maybe this is part of this so-called 5G system and these Wi-Fi-enabled power meters, that they can actually, via command, just shut your power off. And, of course, they don't need to send a person out there. And in lieu of that, I want to give you a fast story here. I'm going to run out of time. But about 8 or 9 years ago, I was laying here in bed there, and my power went off. And I went outside there to see what the heck went on like that. It was a power company truck here. And they shut my power off. And the guy handed me the bill. And I says, are you sure you want to do this? And he says, yeah. And after talking with him like that, I finally got him to look at it. The bill was from 7 years prior to that, and it was in my father's name that had died over 7 years before that. And they're trying to scalp me. But anyway, the next month they tried to charge me $50 to reconnect fee. But anyway, that's it. I'm about out of stories anyway here. Thanks for all those. Saudi King absolves troops of any future accountability for their conduct in Yemen war. Anyway, thanks again for everyone. Blacklisted News Radio is up next. Thanks, Kenneth, in the control room, those in the chat room, and also the great listeners out there. Maybe we'll see you next week. Take care of yourself. Ah.
Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can.